Time for the Round 9 Preview Podcast, MG. NRL Round 9 starts this Thursday night. North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Sydney Roosters. Coverage of this one straight after our show. We've got you from 6, NRL Primetime from 7 with yourself, Dan Ganain and Wendell Saylor. The Cowboys, well, they should be fresh because they didn't do much last week against the Eels.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to do too much because the Parramatta Eels were rampant. So the Cowboys have acted and they've put their big signing Val Holmes on the wing. Mm. I'm not sure why. I think that it's, if you're going to buy someone for fullback money, you've got to play him fullback. Mm. I think anyway. It's more about the game plan and getting him involved in the game, which needs to be changed. Look, the Roosters are reeling a bit. Boyd Cordner is a massive omission.
Huge.
Seeing as though in the first two rounds of the season before we went into lockdown that the Roosters were 0-2, and there was a reason for that. Mm. It was because there was no inspirational skipper called Boyd Cordner there. So yep. A bit of a danger game for the Roosters, travelling up, coming back in the same day type thing. And, yes. And last time a team did that, there was the Knights, and they got ambushed. So I think Trent Robinson might call his assistant coach, Adam O'Brien, and ask him what they did and do the opposite.
Oh, I like it. Ryan Hall comes onto the wing for Daniel Tupu, who's out injured with that ankle concern. Mitch Orbison shifts into the second row for Captain Cordner, and Lachie Lamb comes onto the interchange. So the depth for the Sydney Roosters
is
quite outstanding, and it's the reason that they will be there when the whips are cracking. You're going with the Roosters, though?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we move along to Friday night. The Titans, Warriors, the mighty Titans, although they weren't so mighty last weekend. This is the 6 o'clock game coverage from 5:55. Anthony Maroon, yourself, MG, Gerds, and Dobbo will be the man sideline at Cbus Super Stadium. What the Warriors did last week against the Broncos was... You don't want to throw around the word inspirational too much.
Herculean.
Because it becomes a bit cliche, but it generally was inspirational, particularly from Blake Green, a man who midweek was told the club wasn't going to be re-signing him at the end of the year.
Yeah, he'll be a handy pickup for maybe the team he's playing Friday night, the Titans. Mm. It's just one of them. I'm hearing Parramatta are interested in him as being like a backup to the young
permanent
halves.
Sort of 14.
Yeah, Moses and Brown. Titans were pretty ordinary against the Sharkies, 40-10. They got walloped. And as you mentioned, the Warriors were great. And can they make it 2 in a row? Maybe. I'm leaning towards the Titans purely for the fact that they've got a game at their home ground for the first time in a while. So I'm going for your mighty Titans in this one.
That is, I mean, first time this year. That is equal parts inspiring and concerning.
I am a good tipster, you know that.
You are. That makes me very happy, MG, that you're going with the Titans. Second Friday night game, it's the battle for 9th or for 8th. West Tigers. In 8th, not 9th, and the Bunnies in 9th, not 8th. This one is at Bankwest Stadium. No coverage on Triple M for this one, but obviously that tragic injury to Braden Burns means he's out. Bailey Sirenin comes into the side for him, and the West Tigers, despite the loss, stick basically with the side that they had, except for obviously BJ Leilua suspended. So Michael Cheekham moves into the centres for him.
I miss BJ's presence. They really will. He's a real good go-to man in that right centre position. You know he's there when you're playing against him. You know he's there when you're playing with him. And when he's gone, you don't realise how much you miss him until he's gone. So, look, it's going to be a hard game, definitely for the Rabbitohs and the Tigers. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a both forward packs don't give an inch, but they're both not in the top echelon of forward packs in the competition. Mm. The Rabbitohs are coming along nicely. They're just doing things that, you know, obviously a 26-10 victory over the Dogs. You don't know what to take into that because the Doggies haven't been that good of late. So, look, I am leaning towards the Rabbitohs, but in this one, I think it's going to be a real good struggle. And it's going to be another quite a close game like the Tigers were against Panthers because Tigers' defence really impresses me. Mm. But I think the Rabbitohs can score points, and I'm leaning towards the Rabbits.
Interesting to see. It's probably the surprise of the most surprising hooker versus the most disappointing hooker here. Harry Grant going up against Damien Cook.
Damien Cook, Damo, yeah. DC's been, I think, one line break all year in the competition. That was pre-COVID lockdown. So there's something going on with Damien, and I think it might be a little bit concerning for the State of Origin coach, Brad Fittler, because he'd be watching him closely. And the fact that he can't manufacture a line break in this current environment with the new rule changes and the revised competition, which all seems a little bit 2020-ish. Mm. You'd think that would suit Damien Cook down to the ground, but it hasn't. And they've got to find a way. Wayne Bennett's got to find a way to get him into the game.
Especially when there's a bloke called Appy Coruscant flying for the Penrith Panthers. We move to Saturday. The Saturday scrum from midday. Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler and Emerald Lawrence, the usual suspects. And then you just throw in the bloke who waltzes into the studio and assumes position A1 by the name of Mark Geyer.
I bring in all my toasted sandwiches for the crew and their coffees. I'm like their waiter. Look, massive. Can't wait for Saturday. I really love the scrum. It's good. Three hours of chatting about footy, and then Sterlo pops in at about 2 o'clock for the last hour. So it's a fantastic entourage.
And don't forget, of course, Dead Set Legends from 10 with Gus and Dell and Drew doing an outstanding job. 10 till 12, the DSL. Saturday scrum from 12, and then we roll into the first game of Saturday, the 3 o'clock meeting of the Sharks taking on the Panthers.
Danger game for my Panthers.
Yes.
Danger game.
Played at Cogra as well, this one.
Yeah, that's probably the Panthers have played there a fair bit this year and had some success there. I never had much success when we played Cronulla at Shark Park. Hard game, hard ground to win at. But look, the Sharkies have won three in a row, sitting seventh on the ladder.
Yes.
Sean Johnson's finding some sparkling form, and that's what worries me. He's... the more he gets into the game, he's leading the league in try assists. Jesse Ramian is slowly revving up and finding some really good form that had him spoken about in the same sentence as Origin last couple of years. So, of course, I'm leaning towards the Penny Panthers, who had a real dogged win against the Tigers last week. But it was poised at 12-all. It could have gone either way if it wasn't for BJ's brain snap. And the Sharkies, they were really good against Titans, as I mentioned earlier. But Panthers, I think, for two to three tries.
I don't like blowing smoke up your backside, MG. But when you're right, you're right. And with Stephen Crichton, at the beginning of this season, you called it. You said this is the next superstar of at least the Panthers, potentially of the competition. Last week in that win over the Tigers, he had a hat trick taken off him when his third try was overruled. But he is really, really starting to grow into himself as a footballer, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And the operative word being grow. He's 6'3", and he hasn't filled out yet. He's only a kid.
Mm.
He's only a baby. And once he does, look out, because he's got the – you know when you just tell – by the look at someone, how they walk, how they hold themselves, he's got it.
Yep.
He's got it in spades full, and I can't wait to see his career play out.
He's 19.
19. He's a young. He played. He used to play for St Clair in the local comp out here, and it wasn't until he had a little growth spurt that he really started to come of age and made the. I think the SG ball team for Penrith, and the rest is history.
And not to deep dive on the Panthers, but we're talking with Mark Geyer here. Why wouldn't we? There's also, you can see, he plays with a smile on his face. Like there's a real exuberance to the way he's playing at the moment. And I think it fits right in with how the Panthers are, with Cleary in the halves, a young halves pairing between Cleary and Luai. There's a real feeling of youth and excitement.
Yeah, he's a deeply religious young man, and I think that shows that he's got faith in what he believes. And they're really starting to look really good, the Panthers. Nathan Cleary's starting to own the team. And you mentioned, there's going to be a big loss for them this weekend, Brian To'o.
Yes.
A great finisher. He starts a lot of their sets coming in with Mansour in tandem, second or third run, and they get their – the big boppers running, but Fisher Harris has been in unbelievable form, as has Kikau, as has Isaiah Yeo. So, this is going to be a tough game for the Sharkies to win if they win. And they are on 7. That takes them to 10 points. And all of a sudden we start talking about them as a contender. So, massive game for both teams,
and
Panthers.
And John Morris reels out that press conference from the other week where somebody asked, I think it was our man Reedy actually, asked him if he felt like he was under pressure.
Yeah, I know. Where's Eddie Jones these days, by the way?
Haven't heard much from Eddie since the show started winning.
No.
Saturday arvo, Broncos, Bulldogs, the Who Likes Their Coach More Cup at Suncorp Stadium. You got Dobbo, Gordy, Ben Hannon and Adam Jackson down on the sideline. The Broncos sticking with the 17 that lost to the Warriors last weekend on the Central Coast. A bit of shuffling around from a team perspective, but they are sticking with that same lineup. The Bulldogs lose Adam Elliott to that shoulder injury, but we see that for the first time, the English Haas, Luke Thompson, as he's being known.
Mm. Let's see him against the other Haas. Payne Haas.
Yes.
Look, it's very hard game to pick the winner of this one. I really, really can't even break it down. I just think they're both desperate.
We'll try, because it's your job.
Yeah, I know that. And as I said on the show on Tuesday, that desperation should always bring desire, but
yes,
it hasn't for the Broncos. And you'd think that with the Doggies as well, adversity could bring some adventure now that Will Hopewadi is out, and you'd love to see more from their halves. You know, I'm really eager to see Luke Thompson in his first outing,
yes,
the English import. So, look, I've got to stick with the Broncos. I know the week that I don't tip them, they'll win. So, I've gone the Broncos in what could be, 12-11 or 14-13? I don't know. It's going to be a compelling game. Well, I'm going to sit down. What day is this on? This is on Saturday evening.
5:20
yeah,
start.
Just before the big game between the Raiders and Storm, which we'll speak
yes
about in a minute. But nice entree.
Yes, I love that attitude of I've got to stick with them because the week I don't tip is the week they'll win it.
Yeah.
Saturday night footy. This
yeah
is probably game A1, maybe.
It's on the dais.
Maybe 1A or 1B.
This will be 1A. This is 1A.
This is 1A, you reckon?
Yeah, this
all
is 1A.
Right. We'll get to 1B in a moment. The Knights taking on the Eels. But Raiders Storm in Canberra. No
yep
coverage, unfortunately, for Triple M of this game. But for the some big losses for the Raiders. I mean, Soliola
massive
is
yep
a significant out, and Gula as well. Soliola, that nasty facial fracture. But then
it reported on Wednesday that it's been the operation was a success, and now he just faces a healing period. So he's
3 to 4 months or something.
But all systems are go. Thank God that it's not going to cause any permanent damage.
Great news. And Vunivalu out for the Storm. Amazingly, somehow, Cam Munster, who's named amongst the reserves after stuffing up his MCL or his PCL?
Oh, I thought it was MCL. I think it was his medial, I thought.
Yeah, medial. Yeah. And that's meant to be a 4 to 6 week injury.
Well, if he plays, it's going to defy science because I can't see him being 100%. I wouldn't risk him. I really wouldn't. It's round 9, not round 19. You know, if this was the same guy in 10 weeks' time and they had to win this game to get to the semis, maybe, but
okay,
or the top four. But
so you don't, you're tipping as though he won't be there.
Oh, look, I don't know. To see him walk off the other week with that injury, you think, well, that's the last we'll see of him for at least a month.
Yep.
But yeah, look, there's reports that he earlier in the week that he'd be out for a long period of time, but then there's also a report saying that he'd be back this weekend. So let's wait and see if he's. Look, they wouldn't. I don't think Bellamy would risk him, would he? You know, he's too much of a
pragmatic
superstar. Yes, but you know what? I'm leaning towards the Raiders at home at GIO Stadium. In this, they've got the wool. Is it the wool?
They can have both.
The wool. How can
they pull the wool over someone's eyes, but they have the wood on someone.
Okay, well let's give them some wood and a jumper made of wool, and we'll say that they've got both over the Storm.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to go to the Raiders at home.
The wooden woolly game. You're tipping the Raiders.
I'm tipping the Raiders.
Quickly, we'll stop down on this for just a moment. Curtis Scott.
Yes.
That was a significant move in the offseason. His arrival at the Raiders, particularly they just lost the grand final. They thought, what do we need? What's that final extra piece that could help us get there this season? They bring in Curtis Scott. He's been dropped from this side to take on his old team.
Yeah, and I thought there was a great move for them losing BJ Lalua at the time, no Rapana. He'd gone to Japanese rugby, which has since seen him come back to the Raiders. But I thought it was a like for like. I thought Curtis Scott would be a great mix for the Raiders, but it hasn't worked out thus far. It's been quite a fall from grace from Curtis Scott. Obviously had some pre-season dramas that I don't know if they're still ongoing or not. But
what does it say to you about the Storm and the players that they are prepared to let go?
Well, besides Cooper Cronk, who went to a pretty established team in the Roosters who'd already won a comp. They hadn't won a comp, but he helped them win a comp. They had a team full of superstars. Not many who leave the Storm go on to better things. Not many go out of the – cross the border, which you were allowed to do once upon a time, and go on to greater things because I don't think Melbourne let go of the guys they want to keep.
Mm. Well, I mean, Jordan McLean jumps to mind.
Yeah, he hasn't set the world on fire since going to the Cowboys, no. Must confess. He was an Origin player at one stage. Yeah, I think he played Origin from the Cowboys, but that was for maybe the first year out of the Storm. But his form in the last couple of seasons hasn't been the form of Jordan McLean.
No, Tim Glasby.
Yeah, it's been okay. But you know, it hasn't been. You know, he's coming off the bench for the Knights, and now Herman Sasa is taking his spot. So, it's look, you can rattle off a lot of names, but I just don't think that once they go for the money instead of the fortune of winning a comp, or the fortune of a team who wins, you know, three games out of four.
Mm.
That's a sacrifice these guys make, and if they make it, good on them. If they make it for the right reasons.
And it also should say to any young kid that has the opportunity, any young player that gets the opportunity to join the Storm, take it.
Well, that's what Matty John said about his young bloke Cooper. You know, there's only one place I'd send him, away from home. That's Melbourne Storm. He said that's the only place that I know that he's going to be looked after, and who could argue?
Yeah, fair enough. All right, we move along to Sunday. You got two games to get through, but not before you sit down and stick your ears onto the Sunday sin bin from 1 o'clock. Anthony Maroon, Paul Kent, James Hooper, Gordon Tullis.
It's the Phil Donahue on radio. It's the Jerry Springer on radio.
What's the big all in thing that they have in wrestling? The Rumble.
The Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Royal Rumble of rugby league.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
Yes, and then Maroon's in there as the referee, and Kenty and Hoops and Gordy are throwing one another around, and Maroon's trying to just not get hit and clobbered. And you need to listen to it. Anyway, so the Sunday sin bin from 1, and then we get stuck into Sunday afternoon football. This is game 1B. If Raiders Storm is 1A, this is 1B. Knights, Eels in Newcastle, Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, and Brent Reed will be the man on the sideline for this one. The Eels just, you know, sitting pretty at the top of the ladder, and the Knights coming off a really good win, a hard-fought win over the Seagulls.
Yeah, and the Knights playing at home for the first time in months. And we spoke to their coach, Adam O'Brien, earlier in the week. What an impressive character he is.
Wasn't
and he doesn't. He's kind of, he reminds me of the guy who doesn't have to say too much. Just his presence in the dressing room after being under both Robinson and Bellamy kind of has an aura about him, and I like that. Look, the Eels were fantastic. You got to wonder, is that the dress rehearsal you need against the Cowboys when you're taking on Newcastle in Newcastle, which is going to be fever pitch? The Knights, on the other hand, had a fantastic dress rehearsal for a major game when they took on Manly at the ground they don't have much success with. Brookvale Oval, now Lotto Land. Over the years, they've hardly won there. Newcastle, Manly always have the edge on them. To come away from that 2-point victory, albeit a little bit controversial, they'll take that. And look, I'm going for the Eels, but I'm not doing it confidently. I'm thinking I'm not sure about the betting in this game, but I think Eels will be pronounced favourites.
Yeah, $1.60 favourites at the moment, at time of recording.
Okay, so Knights are great value. Knights are great value if you're a punter. Bet with your head, not over it. Don't forget. I'm fascinated by this game. 4 o'clock on Sunday, I'll be glued to the TV and having the Triple M call on my ears.
Yeah, Nathan Brown back in, which is significant for Parramatta. Edric Lee out with a broken arm, and Sione Matautia out with concussion. But Kalen Ponga, who also received a head knock, is named at fullback. And I'm excited to see Tex Hoy on the wing. I mean, we feel like we've seen him just about everywhere in this Knights lineup, except. Now we get to see how he goes on the wing, and he'll be on the opposite wing to a bloke called Mike Acevo, who would be putting the fear of God into wingers at the competition.
Well, who's marketing this week? Who's the poor bugger? Who's the poor bugger?
Heimel Hunt.
Oh, Heimel.
Have fun with that, Heimel.
Heimel. I hope you've got concrete in your shoulder pads.
I mean, Heimel's no.
Take a stunt. Take a, what do they call the. The thing, the zappers, the police loser,
a taser.
Take a taser. That's the only thing he's going to stop Micah.
Yeah, hide a taser down your sock, Heimel. We'll see how that goes.
Well, imagine that. Hey, yeah, there you go. you look good.
We're just going to send it up to the bunker. We think he might have been tased.
Yeah. That's what she's on. Yep, tasered. Yeah,
he's been tased. Don't take tasers on the field, kids.
No, kids.
All right, you're going with the Eels in that one. Final game for the weekend. Dragons taking on the Seagulls at Cogra Jubilee Stadium. Coverage from 6:20 p.m. Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, Nathan Brown, and a rising star of sideline commentary work in the NRL, Liam Flanagan. The Dragons need the win. It feels like they need every win. And the Seagulls
wounded.
Wounded. yes. at the moment.
And depleted.
Yes.
Wounded, depleted, and in the last team you want to come up against is a team that's desperate, and they are. And they're coming up against them at Oakey Jubilee Stadium, their home ground.
And they get Tarek Sims back.
Yeah, that's a big in. Great, massive in. If this was at Lotto Land, I'd be leaning towards the Seagulls, but I'm not. I'm leaning towards the Dragons.
Wow.
In this one. Yep. I think the Dragons will be – I just think Adam Finola-Blake is too big of a loss. He's been, you know, arguably in the top three or four front rowers in the competition. Mm. His meterage, he's you know, subtle hands. He's just been a really good player for the Manly since he's played for him, and he's going to be much missed. And I think that's the reason I'm leaning towards – look, I'm hoping young Jake Turbo gets more involved. I mean, when I say more involved – He probably gets too involved in the play. He's more like a 5'8 these days than he is a lock. And I'm not sure whether he's still carrying a little bit of a shoulder injury, but at the moment, I want to see Jakey with his, at his characteristic best. And if he is, Manly could prevail.
Okay, Taniela Paseka takes Adam Finola-Blake's spot in the starting side. I, MG, have no doubt that your tip for the Dragons has as much to do with the fact that Marion McGregor has finally listened to you. Or I'm sure he's probably arrived at the decision himself,
but
it's something you've been banging on about for quite a while now. And he's named the spine that you want, with Duffy at fullback, Norman and Clune in the halves, Ben Hunt at hooker, and he's playing Cam McInnes at lock.
Yeah, well, now that they've made that decision, I really think it's time for the halves to step up and show what they're worth. You know, Clune's a young. No, not young bloke, but
he's 25.
He's a young bloke as far as NRL experience goes. Yes. Corey Norman's played Origin. So this is Corey Norman's team now. You know, now that Ben Hunt is hooker, Cam McInnes is lock, basically everything that goes on in the attacking side of things for the Dragons will have to come from Corey Norman. And I think that's what Mary wants him to do. I think he wants to own the team. Clune will just play his perfect role. He's a great kicker of the ball. He's great at getting the ball out wide to the – I think – is Lomax out of this game as well?
No, Lomax is playing centres.
Okay, well, that's good because I might have had to change my tip because I think he's one of the up-and-coming stars of the game. Mm. But get more – look, if Saab is on that right wing
– Yes.
I want to see
– No, Saab's not on the right wing. The wingers are Pereira and Ravalawa.
Oh, so Saab's been cut.
Saab's in the named amongst the reserves.
Okay. Well, yeah, last week it was a one-trick pony. They kept kicking the ball to him on that right wing and in the end, they got used to it, and they kind of defended. The Raiders defended that beautifully every time it went to Saab. Mm. And so let's see Plan B Dragons this Sunday against the Manly Seagulls.
All right, I like it. Let's just recap MG's tips for Round 9. He's got the Roosters to beat the Cowboys, the Mighty Titans to beat the Warriors, the Bunnies to beat the West Tigers, his Panthers to win against the Sharks, the Broncos to win the Who Likes Their Coach More Cup against the Bulldogs, the Raiders to defeat the Storm in the best game of the round, the Eels to beat the Knights in the second best game of the round, and the Dragons to cause an upset and knock off the Seagulls in the last game for Round 9 on Sunday evening. That is your Round 9 preview. Happy tipping. Enjoy your weekend of footy.